Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, January 21st, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
Just fantastic, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's cold where I am, and it's supposed to get colder tonight, yeah. But I'm warm and safe, so I'm blessed.
Yes, same
here.
I'm
blessed.
I know, and I'm supposed to be close to the beach, and it's cold.
Well, go out and get in the ocean. It'll feel warm to get out.
Yeah, sure it will. Sure it will. Well, gold was a little bit chilly today. We've had a good run in gold lately. We're at $1,831, but it was down $8 today. Silver was down 27 cents at $24.28. Platinum was down 14 at $1,038, but palladium managed an up day of $29 at $2,186. The USDX today was down 0.15 at 95.85. Crude oil was down 81 at 84.74. Paper markets today. The NASDAQ tumbled in 2% today. Actually, it's a little, the big headline, it says tumbles 2%. Well, how about 2.72%? That's closer to 3% than 2%. But they don't want to say that. The Dow was down 450 points, 34,265. The S&P was down 84 at 4,397. The NASDAQ was down 385 at 13,768. Asian markets were negative. The Hang Seng was positive. Europe should have been negative across the board, and they were. Percentage-wise... Germany was down almost 2%. FTSE and France was down 1.75. So they were all down significantly. The bond, I would expect that would have 1.762 down just a little bit. I would have thought it would have gone lower than that, considering what the markets have done this week. So that's kind of surprising. And they're blaming everything on Netflix because they haven't had the subscribers, and they do have some competition. There's a lot of free stations out there on cable, you know, Peacock and some of these other things are free. And so I'm sure a lot of people are doing that. And if you're not working, cable's expensive, very expensive. So I'm sure people are cutting back on various areas. And if you can, you know, big deal, you got to wait a week before something comes on that you can see on a free cable network. So I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. You had the cryptocurrencies, they tumbled. Bitcoin, I believe, is below 30. Let's see if I can find that number there for Bitcoin here real quick. But it was down 10% today. It is now, come on, be nice to me, 38,000. So it's down 7%. Mm. So it came back 2%, but it's had a pretty big drop. Bitcoin and all the other cryptos. And supposedly, because I guess there was a comment that somebody says they might regulate against it. I think that was Russia. So I'm not... again, sometimes words mean things. And you'll see bigger movements on just what someone says versus what they actually do. And that's a famous quote by Greenspan. We can move the markets by just what we say. We don't have to do a darn thing. And maybe not quite all of those words, but the meaning is the same. And, I mean, it's just, is this the end of their bubble? I don't know, Butch. Think it would be. I mean, we've said it how many times, and next year at this time we might say, well, you know, maybe 2023. Because they certainly can bring things, pull things out of their hat, create programs, but those days are becoming a little limited. And with inflation, that is perhaps their black swan. But government likes inflation. It's they like it, but kills the consumer. And it certainly is a theft of our money, for sure.
Yes, it is. It is. It so. Is, and we'll get a lot to talk about that coming in a few minutes here, too. But, you know, I like to, if I could, we all, even the mainstream news now, Melody, if you've been watching it all, has been keeping up or been telling us more about what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. I'm sure you've been seeing that, right?
Yes.
And I mean, they're finally catching up on what we've been covering now for the last month or so. But and I don't know what kind of effect that's going to have. I would expect if it goes to a shooting war, it could be turning into a lot more than that, but this could be something really. I'd say a war that like Europe hasn't seen since World War II, probably, because it would really get, I think, spread. But Biden authorizes rush deliveries of U.S. weapons to Ukraine via Baltic allies, so we're seeing a move over there, and this will affect all of us, folks. Don't think this will affect our country; it certainly will. The Biden administration is pulling the trigger on sending anti-tank weapons and air defense systems into Ukraine in order to assist in repelling any potential Russian invasion. Further, the White House has notified Congress it intends to send 5 Mi-17 transport helicopters to Ukraine, officials say, according to the Wall Street Journal. But this weapons transfer will not be done directly. Instead, it will be facilitated through third-party allies, namely Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. The proposed plan for some further limited military assistance to Ukraine was revealed earlier this week. But as of Thursday afternoon, the administration has authorized it. CBS News is also reporting that U.S. officials confirmed to CBS News that the Biden administration has given permission to several NATO allies to send emergency shipments of U.S.-made weapons, including anti-tank missiles, to Ukraine to reinforce the country's defenses. The report details coming just after Biden said it was his guess that Putin is preparing to move in to Ukraine. State Department sources said allies including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and U.K., were cleared to make third-party transfers of U.S.-made supplied equipment to Ukraine, which one official described as part of a race to get as much gear to Ukrainians as quickly as possible. Sounds fairly imminent to me, Melody, that something's going to happen over there any day now. Maybe three days ago, Russia gave U.S. 48 hours to more or less make an agreement that Ukraine would not be allowed to enter NATO. Well, that deadline is passed, I'm certain, and maybe that's why we're seeing so many things come out on TV now and come out on other news, admitting that things are heating up on the border of Ukraine and Russia. And I don't know which way to look this. I mean, the United States have been doing a lot of things with Ukraine, and Biden's son both have been for quite a while. So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But our president, if you want to call him that, said that you know, there would be more or less dire consequences economically on Russia if she would make an invasion on Ukraine. Well, I don't know about the economic part of it. Would we stop at just doing economic control, or how would we answer to an attack on Ukraine? What would America do? What would Europe do? I don't think anybody wants a war. I hope.
I mean, we've placed so many sanctions on, you know, I guess they work. Kills the citizens. And in these types of countries, it doesn't matter to leadership what it does to the people of the nation. So, you know, in the meantime, we're, you know, starving the people of those people. So it's not a compassionate thing to do, but neither is. And there was an article, we talked about it on Tuesday, there was an article Pat Buchanan wrote, you know, and he talked about all Biden has to tell Russia is Ukraine will never be allowed into NATO. That's all they want.
Yes, all they want.
So if Biden's not going to do that, and there's no, we can't, if Russia does invade Ukraine, we can't do anything because they're not a NATO member. They'd have to, so what's going on? So obviously the leaders in D.C., whoever you want, the military complex or whatever, the industrial, you know, whoever that is, looks like they want something to happen. Because if that's the only statement you would need to say, Ukraine won't be in NATO for a while.
But, yeah,
But in order for us to say that, you know, get your troops out of there and go home. Okay. I mean, how hard is that? I mean, so why the big?
That's a good question.
Promise.
Yes.
Why the big promise that we're gonna back Ukraine? Oh, and then I hear, oh, was it Ukraine where they just sent a few billion dollars to train their armies and to train their troops and all this
Well, that works. Yeah, the CIA has been training the so-called freedom fighters, I guess you could say, in our country, I think South Carolina, they've been training for the last several years, even back under Obama, they were training Ukrainians to kill Russians.
Well,
they
that works well, doesn't it?
Yeah,
worked
it does.
Well for Afghanistan. Oh, I guess we were giving more money to Afghanistan. I guess that's what it was. So, yeah, look how well that worked out. Look how well it worked out for Iraq. Look how well it worked out for every other nation that we've created these problems for. It's amazing.
That's why I say, who would want to count on the U.S. for anything now? Who would want to trust us? I certainly wouldn't want to be one to depend on them to come to my rescue. I really wouldn't. And unless they have another route for some more drug running, as they did in Nam, and of course Afghanistan. Afghanistan shut down, so you're going to have to switch your drug running lanes a little bit. So who knows, Melody? But you know there's more to it than freedom for the Ukrainians. You know that.
Absolutely. And yet, you know, the headlines today, the Saudis bomb Yemen prison, 70 killed, 100 hurt. They bomb Yemen youth soccer game, civilians killed. And, you know, okay. Saudi's attack leads to nationwide internet outage in Yemen. It's like something is already going on. Everybody just sort of ignores because, you know, mm-hmm. we'll do whatever mm-hmm. the Saudis tell us to do. I mean, there isn't anything. It's just, what a waste of money, of lives, for what?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
for a few people to get wealthy and to,
that's it.
And to show the amount of power that they might individually have. And everybody just sits back and lets it happen. It's disgusting.
It's been going on longer than you and I've been alive, obviously.
It has.
You know, it has been. It's not going to change. But I just, you know, I think we need to keep an eye on what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. It's going to affect us. It can't help but affect us. I don't think we want to pick a war with Russia. I don't think we have the ability to. Even if they would come against us at full force, we'd be in a huge amount of hurt. And I can't imagine anybody'd want that. But I don't know the minds of the so-called elite. I don't know what you're thinking, what they have planned. To them, we're just pawns. We're just to be used up and discarded when we're finished with it. When they're finished with us, that's just the way it is. So. Time will tell. Matter of fact, over the weekend, who knows what could happen between now and Monday. You never know. But
we're going to wake up one day to a brand new world. I mean, COVID was part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
But that isn't anything yet.
I don't see anything improving in any way at all right now. I pray that one day there will be, but I don't see it happening. You know, we're talking about finances, and you may already know this. I'm sure you probably do. But 80% of all U.S. dollars in existence, now folks, listen to this, have been printed in just the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Since March 2020, Americans and the world alike have watched from the sidelines as power-hungry politicians have ushered in draconian lockdowns, shutdowns, police state measures, and brought the economy to its knees. While governments around the planet use their central banks to devalue their currencies by printing money to fund their tyranny, the U.S. led the way down this road to fiscal horror. Thanks to the trillions of dollars the Federal Reserve has printed over the last 2 years, America is currently in an inflation crisis. One need only look at the price of groceries over the last 2 years to realize just how bad a crisis we are currently experiencing. As the Biden administration blames high prices on greedy industries, this is little more than a distraction from the actual perpetrator. Nevertheless, the left continues to attribute soaring costs on businesses making too much profit. While these corporations are not innocent in this debacle, the role of America's central bank is far more insidious. As government spending has skyrocketed over the last 2 years, they have financed their massive expenditures by stealing value from your savings by printing more money through the central bank. When you print more money, it means that there are more dollars chasing the same amount of goods and services, which causes prices to rise. In just the past 3 fiscal years, federal spending has swollen to $7 trillion a year, up from $4.4 trillion in 2019. Spending was $6.6 trillion in 2020 and $6.8 trillion in 2021. If we want to put this into perspective, we can take a look at the monetary supply at the beginning of 2020, which showed just $4.0192 trillion in circulation. By January 2021, that number had grown to $6.7 trillion, but this was only the beginning. By November last year, now folks, listen to this. Now remember, in 2020, it's $4.0129 trillion. In November of last year, it climbed $20.354 trillion in circulation, meaning that since January 2020, the United States has printed nearly 8% of all U.S. dollars in existence. Wow. And that doesn't cause inflation. Isn't that amazing, Mel? And, of course, they say the dollar is backed by goods and services. No, that's a lie. If it's not backed with something more tangible like gold and silver on a constant basis, goods and services can't maintain it. So, and they know that. But $20 trillion. Yeah.
That's what's funny. It used to be oil. At least that was something. Goods and services when people aren't working and goods are stuck.
It's unbelievable. $12 or $20 trillion. I mean, and we wonder why. Well, we get food prices in, but we wonder if prices are inflation. The real inflation is probably 25% at least. But they won't tell us that. But we wonder why, folks. They use us like, I don't know. We're just collateral. That's all we are to them. I don't know why they want to kill us. Because I mean, at least you can raise the beef and butcher it. I guess I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me. But this is 80% of all the money in circulation has been over the last 2 years. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I really, and again, that's just another sign of where it's at, and it's another sign that we're heading into a break. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. You can visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And I was looking, because I think we're going to be talking about jobs. Is that correct?
Well, I don't think so. I wasn't. I'm going to be covering some more things on the flat in a second, but go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. And we knew this. We said, here it comes. Food prices set to skyrocket throughout 2022 as rising costs hit small to medium-sized farms. As a matter of fact, a lot of farms in countries around the world are going out of business, and we buy produce from them, like oranges and avocados and things, and they're actually going out of business because they can't keep up with fertilizer costs. So, folks, this is all happening. This is a man-made famine. Joe Biden is quickly becoming known as the inflation president as prices rise on just about everything the Americans need to survive, including food. And what's more, prices are not expected to drop anytime soon because this administration is simply not competent. The Epoch Times reports that due to ever rising costs on small to mid-sized farms, food prices are set to skyrocket at least through 2022 and likely beyond, meaning wage gains Americans experienced throughout the Trump administration are quickly dissipating as they pay more at the grocery store, the gas pump, and in monthly energy and clothing expenses. The outlet adds, fertilizer prices have risen during the past year, with several retail price tags going up by more than 100%, according to DTM, a Minnesota-based company that provides real-time weather, agriculture, energy, and commodity market information. More than half American large farmers are anticipating prices for inputs such as fertilizer and fuel to go up by more than 12% in 2022. John Schwalz, head of Southern Valley Fruit and Vegetables, told the outlet that production costs are rising throughout all sectors of the company's operation, including that small farmers are being squeezed particularly hard. The farming operation based in Georgia saw an increase of 48% in fuel costs last year, and prices are continuing to rise. While packing materials increased 18%, pallets by 75%, and refrigerants by a whopping 200% in 2021. This all adds up, folks, to what you're paying at the grocery store, or at the restaurant, or even a fast food restaurant. It all adds up, no matter the food, where foods and all these costs really add up. And we're going to pay it. Somebody has to pay it. Businesses will not go out of business if they can help it. I understand that sometimes they can't help it. The price may go up as much they can't afford even. But they generally pass on all they can to you and I, and they have to. They have to. The problem is we can't pass on anybody else. We have coming in our job, what we're making. We have a salary coming in or a check coming in from Social Security, whatever. That's what you get. You can't pass the cost on to your employer. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. So it stops with us. The businesses have to make a profit, and we'll make a profit, and we'll end up paying the final bill on that. So this is really happening as we speak, and food shortages are growing every day. We know that to be true. We're seeing it more and more, at least in our little area. I'm seeing different things. You go to store for, they don't have a certain brand, or out of a certain brand, don't have anything at all along those lines. So this is what we're facing in this country in 2022. In my mind, it's going to be a whole lot worse than 2021 for a lot of different reasons. Go ahead, Mildy.
Well, I mean, certainly we do know, and I agree, you know, with what you said and read, and I'm going to include this is as prices are rising and so forth, we continue to see people not working.
That's true.
Which makes it even more difficult. And we got a letter in from a listener in Spokane. And we do say this a lot, but I think I've also said that a lot of people can't go to work because of these mandates. And it doesn't really matter, even though the Supreme Court has reversed the mandate on companies of 100 plus, they already instituted in the workplace that you have to be vaccinated. Even though the mandate might no longer apply, they're not going to change the business is not going to change and say, oh gee, it's okay. They might. Highly unlikely.
Some have.
Probably not as many in that.
Well, not very many, no. But you know, but I'm trying to think. The coffee place, Starbucks, dropped it, and a couple other places have. Go ahead.
But their employees are already vaccinated, and they're not telling you about how if they're hiring those that are, they're not. You know. So, but unless they did, I don't know. But he's making a statement, and he wants us to know that it's just not people not wanting to work.
We know that.
And he says, the gravity of living in a state of being forced to get the jab or lose your job. In that state, you either compromise your health, religious beliefs, or you don't work. States and companies are creating the shortage of employees by following through with the mandate of all employees need to be vaccinated, gene therapy, really, or no work. His wife and himself, him and his wife support a group made up of many who were in the medical field and have been forced or fired from their jobs, clinics or hospitals. This is just the medical community, but that is also with the state employees in all areas and departments and a lot of private companies. He personally has heard story after story of being granted exemptions or working remotely, then forced out. In the medical field, most had pursued either a medical or religious exemption and had been working 18 months plus with the COVID infection or have been infected themselves over these months. This is after they have gotten COVID and have the antibodies for natural immunity, as God we made it, which we have known for literally thousands of years of natural immunity. Many have worked remotely at home. Almost all of their exemptions were accepted, but what changed? It is now that they find themselves out of work, as there are no accommodations that could be authorized. So even when they are granted exemptions and already have been working using those accommodations, now those accommodations don't work. Mm-hmm. And he just continues to go on about how the medical community has sacrificed so much.
And it's
true.
I totally agree with him. I really do too. We're going into the prophesied time about the mark of the beast. If you don't take certain stipulations, you can't feed your family. Well, that is a mark of the beast system at work. It's already started. It's growing quickly. So we have to make choices, and these choices are going to be very difficult, Melody. When you have to make a decision between doing what you can do and obeying God or feeding your family, that's a tough. Well, it's a tough in the sense that you don't want to let your family starve, but you can't go against what your God tells you can't do. When Heavenly Father says, "I can't do these things," I can't do them no matter what the cost. Because if we do, we damn ourselves. That's just the way it is. Whatever is not of faith is sin. If we take it and we know we shouldn't, we've sinned, and that's Bible. And it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. But I don't look for it to turn around anytime soon. I know UK supposedly dropped all the mandates. That's what Johnson said. But I don't trust
Johnson.
They've
already been enforced, is my point. And you have these companies. Just because the mandates are no longer doesn't mean that the companies are going to reverse them.
That's true.
One or
that's
two,
true.
But not in any meaningful way. I mean, you have cities. Doesn't matter if there's no mandates. Look at these cities. You can't even go into them unless you have your vaccination card. New York, D.C., they're not reversing.
It just absolutely is a huge, huge mess that's not going to be untangled, at least not anytime soon. It just isn't. But the gentleman's right. He's right.
Yes,
and
he
is. It's hard. It's not because I know personally people have quit their job because they wouldn't take the vax. They're looking for work now, trying to find something, you know, for something, or change jobs already. They won't take the vax. And I'm armed for that. That's a big, big step. It takes faith to do that. But it is what it is. unfortunately. Yeah. You know, we're talking about inflation, and I don't know about where you, I'm sure you same with you or where you are. We have had colder weather this winter than we've had here in years already this winter.
Mm-hmm.
We went way below normal averages for the last week, week and a half. No end in sight until, I think, the 1st of February. We're hitting, I don't remember the last time we got this coldness here in West Virginia. I don't remember. But winter weather sends U.S. propane demand to record highs. And that's unbelievable how much price went up. I cook with propane. I don't heat propane, but I cook with propane, and the prices keep going up and up and up. With the cold of the winter season still ahead of us in the U.S., demand for propane soared to a record high last week. A record high, folks, again, according to Energy Information Administration. January has been a frigid month with multiple winter storms traversing the Midwest and the Northeast, and folks, the Southeast also, which boosted heating demand for residential and commercial building structures. Also, demand has increased for industrial purposes, such as production of plastic. Going back to the 2004, EIA data shows demand has never been higher for propane. Months ago, research from IHS Market Limited warned U.S. propane inventories were at a record low and would be extremely tight this winter. Tight supplies have sent propane prices higher since the beginning of the pandemic, up more than 400% to a seven-year high in late 2021, but now have receded some, now attempting to make another run. Average temperatures across U.S. and the lower 48 will remain below a 30-year seasonal average through February 2nd. And could increase further demand on propane. So, yeah, yep, it's, thank God I have some alternative heat backup here. I was blessed to have done that years ago. I have wood and coal furnace. I got coal and got wood. But I heat now mostly with a heat pump. If the power goes off, I still have heat because I have a generator. But the price of propane and things, if you don't have any backup, folks, I don't want to tell you. You need to be thinking about these things. You got to have more than one way to heat your home. If you use electric, you need to have some kind of backup generator, perhaps, or some propane heater, some way to have more than one way to keep your house warm. Anything could happen. With the weather like this, things do happen, and people have been without power all around us here in West Virginia in the last week or so because the storm was going through. And down south, they were hammered. So try to think ahead of some things you can use for backup. You don't have to heat a whole house sometimes. Heat one room and keep yourself warm and safe in at least one part of your house. Maybe you can't afford to do the whole house with a propane heater. But have something that you can at least keep your family warm with if you guys stay in one room. And Melody, you probably don't remember days like this, but we grew up in houses before they were really insulated too much. And we grew up in a little town called Monterville, West Virginia. We used to hang blankets up over the doorway between the rooms to keep one room warm.
Sure. You know? But you know what, though? When I was young, I don't ever remember power going off, ever.
You know, that
we
was
never
rare.
Lost power.
It was rare. It was. Yeah. Very rare, actually.
I don't. Yes.
It was. But I remember many times, you know, putting blankets above the doorways of other rooms just to keep one room warm.
Sure, and there was always so many drafts coming in.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, that's back when you put the plastic or the plastic storm windows up over your glass windows. You know, the plastic up to keep the cold air out. These are just things we did to survive, and we got out of that habit. We don't do it any longer. We may come back into some habits like that again, my friends. It's not. I won't say it's easy, but it could happen. And Biden, by the way, as you probably know this, has raised the minimum wage, federal minimum wage, $15 an hour. You heard that, I guess, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Raised to $15 an hour.
I just want to say one thing, you know, about the heat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting because when I was in state college, I had lost heat and I didn't have backup. And so I went to Home Depot and I picked up a kerosene heater. And I was able, you know, because also if you lose heat for a couple of days, that means your pipes freeze. And things like that can happen. So that makes it even worse. But in today's to have something, you just can't go to Home Depot anymore because of the supply shortage. So
that's
we
true.
Don't have those supplies running. So
that's true.
So there's another kink in this system. If the power goes down and you're thinking about running to Home Depot or Lowe's to pick a... How many do they have, and will they get any more? So, it's
stock up ahead. Get it while you can.
Get it while you can.
There's a news broadcast on our local station, I believe it was yesterday, before yesterday, that the power went out and people come in and buy generators. They didn't have any. And they had to add some in order. And before they got there, they were sold.
Yeah.
So, folks, do plan ahead. Just plan ahead. If you buy a little heater and never need it, big deal. If you ever need it, it could be worth its weight in gold. And I just mentioned buying the federal government raised the minimum wage $15 an hour. Of course, that's not inflationary either, so don't worry about it. That won't bother us at all. That's just fine. You know, that's paid for directly with the tax dollars, but we can afford it. But also, I think we mentioned this sometime a couple months ago, but it's actually doing more of it now. The UN is giving more debit cards out to U.S.-bound migrants. Have you read that lately?
They're always giving them stuff, so
up to $800 a month for a family of four. A debit card that just crossed the country. I mean, they just give them a debit card for $800 a month. Here's your cash cross to get into the United States. What's wrong with this picture? The UN's giving now. UN comes. Where's that money come from? Do they earn it themselves and give it away, or does it come from taxpayers also? But you're giving migrants, which are maybe not illegal yet, but they cross the border illegally, they are, up to $800 a month for a family of four, so they can travel across the country and get into the U.S. Isn't that wonderful? That's just so great. And yet people in this country are struggling to pay the bills. But they give migrants $800 a month. And guess what's going to be new with the IRS starting this year? The IRS is going to force facial recognition scans on users this summer. I mean, think about that. The Internal Revenue Service of the U.S. will require people to submit a facial scan through a third-party provider to make payments or file taxes online. The system raises obvious privacy concerns. Currently, users only require a username and password to log in the IRS accounts, but starting in the summer of 2022, users will need to verify their identity through a third-party identity verification company called ID.me. The first step is creating a way you got to scan your driver's license, state ID. You got to take a selfie, a live selfie video with your smartphone camera or computer webcam. Put that image up on your ID account and hope it matches. And that's, they're giving away your money to everybody. And they're forcing us to use facial scan to pay taxes that we don't even owe in the first place. That is unbelievable. This is, folks, this is where we're heading. This is America today. I don't like it. I'm sure you don't either. But this is America today. Any comments, Melody?
No, and this is where we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul. And we're talking about all kinds of things today. What would you like to talk about next?
Well, I was going to say, these hours with you go by very quickly because we have so much to cover and so little time to do it in, really. And it's interesting stories and news. You've heard the First Amendment, right?
I think I have.
You think you have. It doesn't apply to many people any longer, unfortunately. And here's proof of it. FBI raids home of Democrat who slammed Biden and Harris over border crisis. You can't even say anything about Biden and Harris. And this, I'll just read a little bit to you. The FBI in recent months routinely has staged bubble raids on suspects that all seem to have one thing in common. They have opposed or have criticized Joe Biden's agenda. For instance, a police union in New York was targeted after it publicly opposed Biden. Those who opposed the administration's critical race theory indoctrination during school board meetings have had their homes raided. Then there are those many raids on people who sometimes did no more than attend a rally in Washington last year and proceeded to riot at the Capitol. Now the agency has raided the home and campaign offices of a Democrat in Congress who has been very critical about Biden. This is in Texas, folks. The Washington Examiner reported the FBI confirmed being in the area of the home of Representative Henry Currier's home in Texas Wednesday. So the man criticized Biden and his border policy, and his house got raided. And this is a congressman, folks, a representative in Texas, a house in the House. I mean, if they go after them, what would they do to those common guys like me and you? I mean, we are not allowed to any longer criticize the leadership. I think that sounds a little bit like China told the athletes going over to the Winter Olympics, be careful what you say while you're here. Isn't that about the same thing, Melody?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody would have, you know, it amazes me that people still have to be told that from them. I mean, that's just something you don't do. But anyway,
Now this is getting bad here in our country that a House rep in Texas couldn't criticize a border without being raided by the FBI.
Wow.
That should make you stop and think of just how free we really are and what we're fighting for. And to swing to the other direction, the TSA, this is ridiculous, allows illegal aliens to board planes using a criminal arrest warrant as a form of ID.
I know, I saw that.
Oh. The TSA allows illegal aliens flying without proper IDs, forms of ID, to use an arrest warrant as an ID. Congressman Lance Goods of Texas sent a letter to TSA after a whistleblower came forward and revealed the so-called security agency was allowing unknown migrants to board commercial flights within the United States. Now, let me make a point. Unknown migrants. The TSA administrator responded to Congressman Gooden and explained certain DHS documents, such as a warrant for arrest of alien and a warrant of removal to deportation, are considered acceptable forms of ID. So the man's got a warrant, he's illegal, and he's got a warrant, he has to leave the country, but he can fly with it. But a Texas representative criticizes the president and gets raided.
Wow.
Something just doesn't fit together here, Melody. So I know you think about it. What do you think about that?
Well, it really is amazing. And I mean, these are just all symptoms of where we're heading into the society and what's next. What's next?
Really. What is next? You know, we see this happen and think it can't be so. It can't get any crazier. And then it does. They keep bettering themselves with this kind of nonsense about every day. I don't know. But I don't know if you saw, there's a video circulating now that people all over the world are getting a little bit ticked off what's going on with their government, especially over COVID. And they're starting to pick up some of the United States here now, too. Maybe this kind of stuff will come out to the light one day. I don't know. But when they got warns, warns for people to leave the country, but they use them for ID to get on the airplane. I thought if you had a warrant to leave or a warrant to, that you can't be here, you'd be arrested, not given the right to, the privilege to fly. I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking weird here. I don't know what that. So, no more comments on that. Huh? Okay. Now, of course, we've been hearing about 5G and what's going on around the world, but especially here in America. 5G goes live in the U.S. and sparks international chaos. I don't know how to grasp this and put it together as far as in my mind, but British Airways and Cathay Pacific became latest carriers scrambling to change transatlantic flights over safety fears about the airports as AT&T and Verizon activate their networks at 90%. Verizon and AT&T achieved their 5G networks, activated 5G networks at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday amid airline safety concerns. Delta warned of possible cancellations. United has already started blaming 5G for delays. The world's largest operator of the Boeing 777, Dubai's Emirates, suspended flights to 9 U.S. cities. Japan Airlines had canceled 3 cargo flights and 5 passenger flights. All Nippon has canceled 20. Air India is not operating between Delhi and JFK, Chicago, San Francisco, or between Mumbai and Newark. AT&T and Verizon agreed not to switch on the 5G towers near major airports for now. The White House intervened between the two industries on Tuesday to broker an agreement. CEOs of major U.S. airlines had warned of mass chaos if the towers were switched on. Wow. Okay, now what? Now what? I mean, does that make a lot of difference? It does to people who want to fly from Japan here if they can't get here. So what goes on? I mean, this sounds like a little thing, but it's adding up to a lot of different situations, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't know about that. But and this goes on to more news of things that are happening that just amazed me. Amazon is opening a 30,000-square-foot store with QR codes and palm scanning checkouts. That's how the Washington Post.
His newspaper.
Do what now? I'm sorry.
His newspaper.
Yes. Washington Post. Coming more than full circle in this disruption of retailing, Amazon's wading into the world of brick-and-mortar clothing stores with a 30,000-square-foot shop in upscale mall in suburban Los Angeles. Amazon's style promises leverages the e-commerce giant's tech prowess and depth of data to give consumers a seamless and elevated shopping experience, the Seattle-based company said Thursday in a blog post. Shoppers will use QR codes, and by the way, there's going to be some problems with those too. They're actually stealing people's money on these QR codes. Shoppers will use QR codes to see various sizes, colors, and product readings, and will be able to send clothes to the fitting room or checkout counter with the touch of a button. Touch screens and fitting rooms will let shoppers request more items without having to leave. Customers will be able to check out using Amazon's palm recognition technology. Wow, how's that for convenient? Gee.
It's really, I don't know, talk about the future.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you don't touch your clothes to give them the fit. They take them, they put them in there for you. They see what you want, that you come out there again, and you go out, just scan your palm and go on. Do you remember when that used to be called science fiction?
All for convenience.
Absolutely. I mean, I
how
don't
cool to, is that?
That I did. You don't need to have a debit card or anything. Just scan your palm and go. Folks, this is preparing us with the COVID, so you can't work without the jab. You lose your income. You don't need a card checkout to scan your hand. I wonder what this is leading up to. I wonder. And this next article is changing gears a little bit. This is from Pfizer, folks. This is from Pfizer. All injected mothers lost their unborn babies. Now, this is a fact. Pfizer's trial documents have revealed attempts to cover up the death of 100% of unborn babies and outcomes actually reported. Thankfully, public health and medical officials for transparency filed a lawsuit after the FDA denied the request to expedite the release of the records. The records are being released, albeit still too slowly. Among the first reports handed over by Pfizer was a commonly analysis of post-authorization adverse event reports describing events reported to Pfizer up until February 2021. Look at the Table 6 from Pfizer's report. It's titled Missing Information. Its first heading under the topic Missing Information is use in pregnancy and lactation, and it includes this paragraph. On the surface, it states that 270 pregnancies, there were 23 spontaneous abortions, 5 outcomes pending, 2 premature birth and neonatal death, 2 spontaneous abortions with intrauterine death, 1 spontaneous abortion with neonatal death, and one normal outcome. But note also, no outcome was provided for 238 of them. So just out of 270, they reported just a few, and all of them they reported had died after they got the shot. Now that's from the records that they didn't want to show us. Wonder why they didn't want to show it to us.
Well, you know, and then you wonder about these doctors, because a lot of women that I know who are pregnant wouldn't take the vaccine. So I don't know who's responsible.
Well, the obviously, yeah. Well, you would think the doctor, but the doctor should know. But I wonder sometimes if they really do know. I mean, do they just believe what they're told? Don't question any of the facts. Do they look and see? I know a couple of doctors personally who know what's going on, and they're trying to tell their patients don't mess with this, but most of them don't know this. But how about wrapping up some good news today?
Okay.
Let's do that, because I like this.
Okay.
Students of Pennsylvania, football students, were going to go to the gym to work out for some weight lifting, because they couldn't practice, obviously, in the snow. But they did something different. Students of Pennsylvania, when Western Pennsylvania had a snow day for Monday, but instead of staying home or meeting for an indoor workout, these teens on the high school football team were instructed by their coach to get outside and help their neighbors. Coach Brian DeLalo at Bethel Park High School near Pittsburgh took to Twitter to announce that Monday's weightlifting session in the gymnasium was canceled, but he had an alternative assignment for the young men. Due to the expected severe weather, Monday's weightlifting workout has been canceled. Find an elderly or disabled neighbor and shovel their driveway. That's our Monday workout. He also told the boys not to accept any money. By mid-morning, more than 27 of the athletes were texting photos to the coach, with some saying they were on their sixth driveway. One of the students even reported that his elderly neighbors were not accepting their non-payment requirement, insisting on donation. What better workout than shoveling driveway, said Braden Del Duca, a junior on the team, who went from house to house offering their services with teammate Colton Freffer. It's just nice getting out here, helping out the community, just helping out help others that need help. We'd love to do it for everybody that we can, said Del Duca. So I thought that was a good thing. Showing the young men how to help neighbors, and they enjoyed it. That gives you a little glimmer of joy in your heart, knowing that people really are still out there wanting to do things like this and doing it. And the coach said, listen, we're not going to have as an assignment, instead of weightlifting, shovel snow for your neighbors. That was a wonderful story, I thought, and I wanted to share that.
You know, that really is nice, because when you do things like that, it just makes you feel better. So instead of just doing one driveway, you do another and another and another. It grows.
And think about how the neighbors feel, that maybe they were elderly, maybe like me today, the back went out and couldn't do it. I mean, it has to make them down and do that for you. That makes you feel a security in your home and your neighborhood, does it not?
It really does. I mean, I don't do my driveway or anything like that when it snows. I mean, I've got snow in it now because it's usually gone in a day or two. So it's like, what's the point? But you don't see people doing that. You just don't. In most neighborhoods, you don't see people helping people anymore. But it's more rare, or it doesn't get shared. So thanks for sharing.
Well, I enjoy it. And folks, I'll say this before we go off here. I mean, we have a lot of things going on in this world that are really insane. They make no sense, and they are trying to destroy our nations, our America especially, with a lot of different ways. But do keep your eyes on some good things, and especially on Christ. But keep your eyes on things you see around you, there's still good people out there that actually care, and they care for you, and you care for them. That's something you can always grasp onto. And just don't forget that, because things may get a lot worse this year than we ever dreamed, even from last year. So keep yourself grounded in the people that you know you can trust and be around and help each other. That's very important.
Yes, it is. And any other nice stories before we head out?
Well, no, we don't have a lot of time left. But I just want to encourage people. I mean, I know it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating. I've been preaching for 40 years. I get frustrated sometimes. I tell people all the time, Elodie, that dying doesn't scare me. Living's killing me. You know, it's just so much going on, it drives you insane. But we gotta concentrate on the good things of life when we can, and have friends like you, for example, the way that we talk to, we can laugh with and joke with and do something together with and inform the people, but give them hope beyond this, because there's hope beyond this world. I promise there is, folks. If your heart's right with God Almighty, there's hope beyond this world. So we know things are bad. Prepare yourself. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. Prepare yourself best you can with that extra heater, a little bit of food, some real money in your pocket. But look to the joyous side of it. One day we have, or promised, a place that it will never be this way again. But while we're here, we're to do His duty. Reach all the people we can, help all we can along the way.
Thank you, Butch, and thank you, listeners. We'll be back on Monday, so until then, good night and God bless. Be safe.
I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.